This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. U.S. President Joe Biden says the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will end August 31st. Speaking at the White House, the president said that he would not send another generation of Americans into war in Afghanistan.
Already we have members of our military whose parents fought in Afghanistan 20 years ago. Would you send their children and their grandchildren as well? Would you send your own son or daughter?
Biden said a takeover by the Taliban is not inevitable, and he trusts the capacity of the Afghan military to resist them. The president said earlier this year he wanted all American troops out of Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of Al-Qaeda terrorist attacks on the United States. The Taliban has increased its attacks in recent weeks as the last U.S. and NATO troops get ready to leave. Officials in Surfside are promising that the recovery of bodies will press forward with the same sense of urgency, even as the focus shifts to finding remains instead of survivors in a collapsed Florida condominium. AP's Jennifer King reports.
The work continues with all speed and urgency.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says the death toll rose overnight.
The number of confirmed deaths is now 60.
As the mission at a collapsed Florida condo tower changes from rescue to a recovery effort.
80 are potentially unaccounted for.
Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz was at the news conference carried by WPLG-TV.
It took a little piece of the hearts of this community.
Experts say crews will use heavy equipment to lift material off the debris pile, place it in containers, and evaluate it for evidence of human remains. I'm Jennifer King.
Visit voanews.com.